Get ready to rock. Radio.
I think with the last record, it kind of slipped out. I think it was October 2010. And people kind of, I think it grew over time with kind of word of mouth, and people started really getting into it, and you know, a lot of people seem to, you know, from what we were hearing, a lot of people seem to be, to have got into the album in quite a big way. So all of those people who would, you know, who had got into that album, there's all that kind of weight of expectation for this next record. So definitely, you know, people are kind of waiting to see if you've kind of, you know, made a mess of it, or, you know, as a fan, what you're going to want is someone to do something that is that's as good or better, or kind of like moved on a little bit from the previous record, and you're kind of, you know, waiting there with bated breath. So I'm really pleased to say that all of the reaction we've had back from people who liked the previous stuff has been very good.
Now, it's very easy to make assumptions, Jack, about bands. You know, you listen, you review an album, and in researching the review I did for the album, I gathered that there were a fair number of bearded men in the audience. And I'm sure that will include me in the future, actually. But I can understand this, as there's a strong folk element married to the riffs in rock. And would you say, are you attracting a wide range of fans who like both the folky aspect and also the rock?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about this more and more, actually. Like, the type of people that come to our gigs tend to be just, you know, it is quite a mixture. You get kind of proper music fans and record collectors and stuff like that. I mean, that's who kind of first, when we first started playing, it was to people who were kind of really into records, and because we just started, you know, we kind of attached ourselves to a lot of psych nights that were playing, and folk nights actually that were just playing records, and we'd come along and like be the only band there, kind of thing. But yeah, it tends to be just fairly like ordinary people, of all ages, and happily now like quite mixed gender as well. It's not like it's not all guys. We played in London a little while ago, and I go to quite a lot of gigs in London, and people tend to be a bit like standoffish, or I don't know, just, you know, stand there with their arms crossed, watching and in silence and stuff. And London's got a bit of a bad reputation for that. And whenever we play in London, people go mad, and it's brilliant. Like people seem really into it, and they're really really vocal, and they're really supportive, and yeah, it's great.
Now, again, making assumptions, again, you know, referring to our review of the album, we commented about raiding your parents' record collections, but it's very easy for reviewers to say that and try and get reference points, you know, blues rock, folk rock and so on. But often we find that bands themselves are quite unaware of these influences. To them, it's just music that they like playing. I mean, well, what would you say about that? I mean, what are your influences?
I mean, there is a bit of an element of parents' record collection. I mean, that stuff was always just there, and I think I kind of came back to it. And Joe would probably say the same thing. He kind of grew up with a lot of 60s revival folk stuff and a lot of blues rock stuff. And my dad was massively into kind of like Chicago blues. So those records were just, you know, that to me growing up was music. There wasn't anything else. And then as I got a bit older, I got into, you know, other stuff that my parents weren't into, and kind of not really rebelled against it, but kind of went and checked out a load of other stuff. And then you kind of find yourself coming back to it. But yeah, I went through stages of, you know, grunge and punk and hip-hop and, you know, all sorts of different stuff. And then I think it was about 8 years ago or something, shortly before moving back to Bedford, is when I started really getting into folk music. And that was through Pentangle, and mostly through like wanting to. We used to make music with samples and stuff, basically like instrumental hip hop. And through looking for samples, just looking for weird noises and beats and stuff. You know, you'll pick up any record and look through it, and then suddenly you start realizing that these records are really good. So that's when I got into the first Pentangle record, and then started hearing all these things and going, I remember this song. My mum used to sing me this. Stuff like Let No Man Steal Your Time and stuff like that. our mission, not that we ever sat down and kind of thought about it and you know, planned it out, is kind of like to go as far as we can into things without stepping over that invisible barrier of you know, being a bit too pretentious or you know, being a bit too over the top with stuff.